This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Disaster in Mexico City.
Two trains careened down on top of cars.
Southern tornadoes.
Things were coming through the door like missiles. We had to hit the ground.
Push to expand vaccine access.
It is critical that we start to vaccinate children.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A horrible scene in Mexico City. An elevated train track collapses. At least 23 people have been killed, 70 more injured. Rescue efforts were suspended because of safety concerns. There may still be people trapped in train cars. CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
Witnesses to the Metro train crash said it looked and sounded almost like an explosion, but Mexico City's mayor Claudia Sheinbaum said one of the elevated tracks simply gave out, causing the train to plummet and crash onto a busy street below. Some 40 ambulances and four helicopters carted away victims, most of whom were riding on the Metro Line 12. Among the victims were the occupants of a car that was crushed by the weight of the train as it fell.
At least two people were killed, many more hurt, thanks to 2 days of violent weather in the south. Tornadoes and hail doing damage and knocking out power in parts of several states. CBS's Omar Villafranca has a story from Texas.
We just saw people screaming, like, get out.
I've never seen nothing like this.
Witnesses described the effort to rescue at least one passenger after a tornado swept across the highway, blowing at least two semi-trucks on their side.
Holy cow.
South Carolina was hit with hailstorms. Just west of Atlanta, a community is mourning one man who was killed when power lines crashed onto his vehicle.
Moves are being made to get things back to normal in a lot of places, with more people vaccinated and COVID cases dropping. CBS's Mola Lenghi.
In conjunction with neighboring states New Jersey and Connecticut, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his state would lift most capacity limits in a little over 2 weeks.
It's a measured reopening.
Restaurants, museums, retail, even New York City's Broadway theaters will all be able to fully reopen as long as space is available to maintain 6 feet of social distancing. Restaurant owners like Enrico Livanos excited for the future.
It's something that we've been waiting for since the start of the pandemic.
I'm Jonathan Vigliotti in Oregon, where nearly half the state is shutting back down due to one of the largest increases in infections in the country.
This virus is like a sucker punch. You never know when it's going to get you.
The surging numbers have triggered Governor Kate Brown to declare 15 counties in extreme risk, banning all indoor dining and limiting gyms and indoor entertainment spaces to only 6 people at once.
The FDA is expected to authorize the use of the Pfizer vaccine for kids ages 12 to 15 soon. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
The hope is we'll have an answer this week, and then the next group will be ages 5 through 12, and that data should be available sometime in the early summer.
The Republican effort to tighten voting rules in several states is getting some high-profile support from former President Trump. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says it comes amid a battle with others in the GOP, like Wyoming's Liz Cheney, over how to characterize the phrase, the big lie.
Mr. Trump said the fraudulent presidential election of 2020 will be, from this day forth, known as the big lie. Cheney fired back, tweeting the election was not stolen. Anyone who claims it was is spreading the big lie, turning their back on the rule of law, and poisoning our democratic system. Cheney is facing primary challengers back home and could face another challenge to her position as the third-ranking House Republican, with growing calls for her ouster from colleagues upset she keeps fighting publicly with the former president. Recent polls show most Republicans agree with Mr. Trump. 7 in 10 don't consider President Biden the legitimate winner of last year's election. And CBS News political analyst Leslie Sanchez says those are hard numbers for GOP leaders to ignore.
This is less an issue of being loyal to Trump and more an issue of ensuring that the Republicans within their state feel that it's a fair and legitimate election moving forward.
The FBI says it's investigating a shooting that took place last evening outside CIA headquarters in Virginia. An FBI agent opened fire on a person who got out of a vehicle with a weapon. That person was taken to a hospital, condition not clear. Well, the tech and philanthropic worlds are coming to grips with the bombshell news that Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing. CNET's Ian Schur says the two had always talked about being equal partners in a foundation with an endowment of nearly $50 billion.
While the two have said they still plan to work at the foundation together, it does raise questions about the future. Part of what I think is really interesting is how much a voice that foundation has on the world stage.
Bill Gates used to be the world's richest person. He now has a fortune estimated at over $100 billion. From gas to groceries, it seems during the pandemic, the price of just about everything has gone up. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
Rising prices at Tammy Gunther's local grocery store are adding $40 or more to her weekly bill.
$131-something.
You got five bags.
It feels like last year this would have been about $90.
Americans are paying more for the basics. Citrus fruit up 9.8%, bacon up more than 8%, and beef up 7.1%. UCLA senior economist Leo Feller says
this will start changing as people shop less at grocery stores and as they go out more to restaurants.
You seem pretty confident that this is not the beginning of an inflationary period.
This is very different than 1970s. The consumers have a lot more power these days.
But you can still expect basics like toilet paper and diapers to cost more. Procter & Gamble, Kimberly-Clark, and Coca-Cola announced they too are increasing prices because they're paying more for raw materials in short supply.
President Biden has raised the nation's cap on refugee admissions. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy says it comes after members of his own party complained about a delay.
It was a decision that deeply angered activists, keeping the cap on refugee admissions at 15,000, the historic low set by the Trump administration. Now the White House says it will raise the cap to 62,500. That's still half the president's stated goal, which aides say won't be achieved until next year.
Secretary of State Blinken is in London. That's where foreign ministers from the Group of Seven nations are meeting. It's the first face-to-face session in nearly 2 years. The exit strategy is taking shape for a late-night TV host.
Conan O'Brien's show ends its 11-year run with TBS on June 24th, and he says on Twitter of the last weeks...
Now, the plan is we're going to be showing a lot of clips of our favorite moments from the last 11 years. We're going to have some special guests. We're going to create, I think, a really fun, special environment.
While Conan is ending, O'Brien will still produce his travel specials for TBS called Conan Without Borders. He'll also shift to HBO Max and create a weekly show that's different from his talk format. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The group behind the Golden Globes has laid out a plan to increase diversity and mollify its critics. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association will admit 20 new members this year with a goal of recruiting black people into the ranks. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.